Hey there, and welcome to this episode of Online Courses That Sell. I'm Samantha King, and I'm so excited for you to listen to this episode with the fresh princess of email, Liz Wilcox, where she talks about her borrowing other people's audiences strategy, which is podcasting, why she chose it, her two-step process to get people from the podcast to her email list, how she supercharged her efforts with a podcast tour. She also dives into her authority island, her email list, and she actually talks to us about her email staircase and how that had her selling courses to boondocking men in their 60s who didn't want to pay for electricity and had never bought anything in the digital age, but were now buying her courses. It's a great episode. It's super short, 35 minutes, and you can listen to it on the go, so there's no excuse not to dive in. Everybody, and welcome to this episode of Online Courses That Sell. I am so excited to be joined by the fresh princess of email, Liz Wilcox. Liz, thank you for being here. Why don't you, before we really dive into this conversation, introduce yourself to everybody?
What is up? I'm so excited. The fresh princess and the king. I'm so excited. Yeah, what's up? I'm Liz Wilcox, and I love email marketing. I know you probably don't, but hopefully by the end of this conversation, you'll at least be intrigued by it. I started off as an RV travel blogger, and that's kind of where I kind of, what do they say, like cut my chops or whatever. That's where I got really good at email, and I realized I had a different approach to it. And I know I'm kind of jumping the gun. What Samantha and I really connected on is like other people's platforms, right? OPP. I'm also a 90s gal. So any reference I can make to the 90s is going to happen today. But yeah, I've just built my business in the last few years, you know, on other people's platforms. And Samantha and I really just connected on that. And that's what I actually, this is my third business. So I had an RV travel blog. I actually had an online RV event. It was the first, I would say, like in North America, but really the world, because not a lot of other people RV travel. But I sold my first blog. I got bought out of my second company. And now I do the email thing where my hashtag claim to fame is a little $9 membership that has sort of kind of started to take over the internet streets, if I do say so myself.
You absolutely have it. And it really has started to inspire people. We're going to talk about that at the end later today. What I do want, my audience probably heard a couple of other things. Yes, we jived on borrowing other people's audiences or other people's platforms, the OPP. But we also jived, my audience knows, I love RVs. And that's totally what got me. Liz was talking and she said about RVing. And I was like, wow, because you were talking at another summit. And of course, too, the fresh princess of email. If we go to Liz's website, if you go over to LizWilcox.com, you will see some awesome 90s references, including a ton of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air stuff, right, Liz?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I remember that. So yeah, we did connect. I think we were on a panel and a summit together. I was like, wow, this lady is like really smart. And then later Samantha said, oh my gosh, Liz, you were talking about RVs. That's like crazy cool. And I do remember that now, and I'm dying to get back on the road, but we can talk about that another time.
Yeah, let's start with borrowing other people's audiences, because I always say this is a great way to get traffic. I mean, it's only one traffic source, of course. Whatever your lead generation or traffic strategy is, it's going to have multiple sources, but borrowing other people's audiences has done wonders for my business. It's my jam. It's what I talk about. Liz, I've got your website right here in front of me. And when I go on over to the media page, it says in Hotmail and chat rooms, born and raised on podcasts is where I now spend most of my days. I'm assuming that right now that's probably your primary borrowing other people's audiences approach. I'd love to hear what you're doing and how you borrow other people's audiences.
Yeah. So now I kind of have a two-prong approach. It's podcasts, and then I'm building up a really large affiliate base. So a lot of people that promote my products because they're just really easy sells. And so that's building up pretty quickly too. But as far as the podcasts go, and thank you so much for reading that copy. I feel like that's like the best line I've ever written and hardly anyone reads it. So I'm really excited. So with the podcasts, like this week alone, I have 6 interviews scheduled. I think this is the 4th one I've done. We're recording this on a Thursday. I've got 1 more today and 1 more tomorrow to go to make 6. And it's just, of course, you know, it didn't start off that way. It started off really slow, trying to find people, trying to network in this new business. But it really, I started to do this in my blogging days. I heard about guest blogging and I got into Facebook groups of the people who had bigger blogs, so to speak, and, you know, tried to mingle and network in there. And I just realized that I didn't have a lot of money, but I had more time than I had money, right? Yeah. And I didn't even have that much time, but I knew if I could connect with other people who were ahead of me, so to speak, then that would help kind of accelerate my success. So I actually started off as, you know, guest blogging, which led to more podcast opportunities. And of course, in the RV niche, there's only so many RV travel podcasts, right?
Sure.
So I did a lot more, you know, writing as well. But when I started with the email marketing, I knew I was really good with podcasts. I was really good at getting my message across, making an impression, so to speak. Like, you're listening to this, Samantha read some of that copy, you're probably laughing. You know, you're either in or you're out probably in the first 10 minutes of listening to any episode, right?
Sure.
So I just realized I got pretty good at doing that. So I knew podcasts were the direction I wanted to go with email marketing. I had, of course, you know, been watching other marketers in the space. And, you know, whenever I saw somebody doing kind of a podcast tour, it appeared that they would get bigger very quickly. So I'm like, okay, I know I've kind of cut my chops over here. So I'm a little less nervous and I'm just going to go all in. I started pitching myself. I actually hired a podcast broker, which at the time was quite a bit of money for me, but I knew this was the direction I wanted to go. And I knew that money was better spent having someone pitch me than, you know, buying another course or, you know, whatever, right? Spending the money elsewhere. So that really helped me double down. And in 2021, I actually was on over 50 podcasts and I did a couple dozen, maybe like 20, 25 private trainings where I actually went into, you know, like private groups, masterminds, Facebooks, Instagrams, and did trainings on email marketing. So I think by the end of the year, it was something, you know, close to 80 private interviews and or trainings. And that was pretty wild. And another reason why I chose podcasts and trainings like that is those are evergreen, right? It's going to live forever. People are going to find those episodes over and over. And also now I'm realizing from an SEO perspective, you know, all these podcast hosts, they're trying to get SEO. And so they're writing their show notes and their podcast titles for SEO. So I'm starting to pop up more and get more organic traffic just because, you know, I have 50 podcasts that say Liz Wilcox and email on them, right? So that's signaling to Google that maybe I'm semi-relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you said about it being evergreen. You know, I'll go live on Instagram with somebody and I may even do a training in a Facebook group. But the power of podcasts really are what you said, that evergreen piece. If I'm going on Instagram, I may not find something that was done 2 years ago, but if I Google Liz Wilcox, and like you said, the SEO point is on game with a lot of these podcast episodes in the show notes, that comes up, right? Like those podcasts are going to come up, your name comes up. I can go into the podcast players and put Liz Wilcox and it'll show me all your episodes. That doesn't necessarily always happen on Instagram. So it definitely is a longer term strategy. I love how you talk too about the podcast tours. Can you just explain what that is for the audience quickly?
Yeah. So if someone is promoting something or really just trying to do a big push for their email list or something, they might, you know, oh, I'm going to do podcasting right now. And they might try to get on a bunch of podcasts and try to get them released all around the same time. So it kind of appears like, oh, wow, Samantha's everywhere right now. Mm-hmm. Think of it kind of as a traditional book tour, right? You go to different cities, you know, you sit down, you mingle with the folks, you talk about your book. It's the same type of thing where if you've got a launch coming up or something, you try to get on as many platforms as possible. I'm thinking again in the 90s, like if there was a movie coming out, you'd want to get on Oprah's couch. You'd want to get on Good Morning America, stuff like
Live with
that.
Regis, live with Re I think it
Oh
was
yeah,
Kathy Lee
Live
back
with
then.
Regis and Kathie Lee. Yeah,
Right?
wow. That's so fun. So it's like that. And for me, what I decided, I'm glad you brought this up because I just decided that I didn't need to have a launch to go on a podcast tour, right? I just was going to use podcasts as a way to have that evergreen list growth. So right now, honestly, 2022, we're recording this and at the beginning of the year, I was experiencing a little bit of burnout. I moved, I had a breakup, I got a concussion, and so I haven't been able to do as much lead generation and those podcast tours, but I know that all the work that I put in last year, it really is still paying me. I think I looked this morning, I've got 10 new subscribers. I haven't done anything today to get those. That was stuff that I did in the past, and that really is the power of other people's platforms. They are also, working to grow their business every single day and get new leads. And if you can put yourself into that universe and all these different little universes, then it's gonna build your planet too. And it's just, I just freaking love it.
One of the things you just said too was you did all this stuff. It's working for you. You've got signups today. You haven't done anything to promote your business today. And that's one of the things that I always talk about with borrowing other people's audiences. You have to have a strategy to get them back to your authority island, that place on the internet
Yes.
where you're the expert. And
Yes.
what's your approach to that? What's your approach to getting them to like, hey, come on over, come see Liz Wilcox over here from somebody else's platform?
Yeah, of course, the more I do it, the better I am at it. The first few podcasts I probably did, I was, all over the place. I could never even listen to any of the podcasts that I did in my RV travel site because my voice is shaking. And I still get nervous. Side note, I am actually terrified of public speaking. I break out in hives. I even have a hive right now, and Samantha and I are just buddies, right? But I know it's being recorded in the back of my head. So don't let it be like, oh, I'm not going to do it until I'm polished. The confidence comes from action. And maybe the fear will never go away, but you should still do it. I have a few really set topics. And those really set topics lead directly into my lead magnet. So within my lead magnet, there's a welcome sequence, three newsletter examples, and 52 subject lines, right? So that encompasses those three topics that I normally talk about or questions that podcast hosts really want to talk about. I couldn't really honestly care less about subject lines, but podcast hosts always ask me that. So of course that's going to be in my lead magnet so I can direct people to that. If someone says, well, what about subject lines? I can give my explanation and then I can say, but if you're really stumped, don't worry. You can just go to lizwilcox.com. I've got 52 of them for free. Like that just rolls off the tongue really, really quickly. Now this is getting into really the tactical things. I also have my website set up so that when at the end of the episode someone says, oh, Liz, what happens next? How can people get in touch with you? How can we learn more? I can say exactly this. Oh, great question, Samantha. I'd love for you to get on my email list. You can just go to lizwilcox.com. You can hit the top right-hand corner button. It's hot pink. You can't miss it. So my website is actually designed so that I can say that on a podcast episode. People don't have to go searching. They don't have to remember this really long link. Think about it. When you're listening to a podcast, maybe you're listening to this right now. You're driving. Maybe you're doing the dishes. Maybe your kid's screaming at you to wipe his butt. You're probably doing something else. You're not sitting on the couch just listening with your eyes closed, right?
I
There's probably
wish.
someone bothering you or something. So you have to make it very easy. The first part is setting up your whole spiel to lead into the lead magnet. But that second part is making it very easy for someone to remember how to get on your email list. Of course, yeah, they can go to the show notes, whatever, but chances are they're probably listening to this on an app. probably not on the website where all the show notes and links live. Making sure your website is set up. And if you have a name that is, you know, hard to spell or, you know, is really long, I would suggest having a specific domain where it's, you know, samanthasfreebie.com or, you know, something like that, or even working with the podcast host to make it their website / Samantha where they can get your freebie. And it just leads into something that's very, very simple, easy for them when they get out of the car from their commute home from work. Oh yeah, LizWilcox.com, hot pink button. And if you go to my website, you'll see it. You literally cannot miss it.
Yeah, it's at the top and the bottom of the page, people. And what I love is if I scroll down to the bottom of the page and I missed it, she's got a big hot pink box as well that says, oops, you did it again. And then you got to the end of the page without signing up for my weekly email marketing tips, which is another opt-in, another big call. But again, it's that big hot pink button. And then I love that the button says, hit me, baby. Like it's all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very Britney. That's a very Britney box.
Right.
Yeah. And actually, if you go to the site and you really want to kind of dig into like, well, how do I optimize my site so that when I'm on a podcast, my homepage alone, I think has 5 places for you to sign up.
A hot pink button that says free swipes. It's like at the top of the page, it's at the bottom of the page. You've really designed this to get people to sign up. I wanted to ask you, for the people in the audience who are thinking about making email marketing their authority island, so their place where they build community, their place on the internet where they're the expert, because I do want to point out that even if you're not thinking about that, you need to be doing email marketing, because I think the return is, and Liz, you'll tell me this, it's like for every $1 you put in, it's $42 you can earn with email marketing, I think is the stat that goes around.
Yes.
But if they do want to, you know, make this their authority island, maybe they're not into Facebook groups, they don't want to be on Instagram, this is their place where they're going to build community and make it their place where they're the expert. That's kind of your jam. And really, they got to check out Liz Wilcox for that. What would be your number one tip to getting started in the email marketing world?
Wow, that's a great question. I have so many tips. I'm a talker.
Well, if you want to share more than one, we'll take them.
Yeah. So my number one tip in getting started is honestly, like, just relax about it. It seems harder than it actually is. I know you can Google other podcasts and email marketers. We are always the episode that's like an hour long versus, you know, the 20 minute selling in the DMs before that episode. But it actually doesn't have to be complicated. Just act like a real human, because the inbox is the same as the mailbox. So when you go out to the mailbox, you're like, oh, that's a bill. I don't have to open that till the 12th. Oh, that's for John. He moved like 3 years ago. I wish they would stop sending. Oh my gosh, Samantha King sent me something. Wow, I'm going to open this right away. Right? Mm-hmm. That's exactly how you act when you go to check the mail. So you act the exact same way in the inbox. You go to your Gmail, you know, your Apple, whatever app you use for your mail. And, oh, that's a bill. I know that I already paid that. I don't have to open that. Oh, you know, that's something I need to unsubscribe to. Oh my gosh, Liz Wilcox sent me something. Let me open it. I wonder what she has to say this week, right? We act the same way. So if you can just act like a real person and make those connections, exactly what Samantha was says, like build a community in email, it's really going to be actually pretty simple to convert these people into customers, because you're a real person, you're making real connections, and you're going to send out offers that make sense for those people because you know those people and those people know you.
Yeah. And I think when you say be a real person, I think people forget about that because they're trying to like beat the algorithms or chase what is the hottest thing. And with email marketing, you have people who have said like, I want to hear from you. Send me something. I want to get to know you better. So I almost think of it as, how would I start a relationship in real life with somebody, like a friendship with somebody, if they were like, yeah, sure, let's get together. I'd send them a note that said, hey, it was great to meet you. And then I'd go from there. I think the idea that it gets so overcomplicated, it is the challenge. And that's what I love about you. I love the simplicity The simplicity of your website, the simplicity of your approach, even the simplicity of your email marketing membership sales page. Like, can I just praise this? I'm looking at this right now. It's super easy. Like, up at the top, there's an image that says, your email prayers have been answered, babe. And we'll talk about how my email prayers got answered by joining your membership in just a second. And then you just lit, like, here's what you get. And I think one of the things that's been really powerful, it's inspired me to launch my own low cost membership. But I think that's the power, is that you just kind of exude this, I just want to help people and I don't want it to be complicated and it doesn't need to cost $1 million.
Yeah. So for me, like I said, I started off as an RV travel blogger. I really didn't have time to complicate things. I didn't have the privilege of head junk. I only could work a couple hours a day. If you've ever been to a campground, they're in the woods. If you've ever been to the woods, you can imagine what kind of internet I had.
Yeah,
I know. And I could only work when I could work. I also had a toddler. I was living in 400 square feet. So everything that I created in my business had to be like, just get it done, Liz. Just, you know, in the words of Nike, like, just do it. That's why I started with email. People said, oh, what Samantha said, for every dollar I put in, I can get 42 back. Vegas ain't got nothing on that, right?
Yeah.
So that's what really attracted me to email, and my time crunch, so to speak, like my limited resources really forced me to just keep it simple. You know, yeah, sure, I'd read a blog post or join a group and everybody's doing, you know, steps 1 through 10. And because I had limited time, I had to look at steps 1 through 10 and say, okay, I actually only need 1, 3, 5, and 7 and I'm good. Right. And so
yes,
everything that
I've
create has kind of been filtered through that. So by the time I got to this email marketing thing, I was like, okay, I'm just going to actually show people. And this is my definition of success, like to show people what's possible. Mm-hmm. You don't actually need steps 1 through 10. You're good with just the 4 pillars, right? You're good with just doing that. You can build later. You can put in steps 2, 3, 6, 9, 10, whatever the heck I missed, you know, mm-hmm. later. And just now before we hit record, Samantha said, oh, I want to talk about how simple your sales page is. And I kind of cringed and I said, oh yeah, I've been meaning to add to it, but it just goes to show you, like, please, I'm begging you, like, start out simple and build later. I call myself the fresh princess because I really love some of the teachings that that show taught. And one of the things I remember is, like, they always talk about, you know, you don't build a wall, you just lay one brick at a time. And so that's what I've done with my business. And that's what I've tried to show people, especially with email, going back to that number one tip, like, just start with one freaking email. You're not going to have a six-figure launch if you've never sent out an email, right? If you've
Yes.
never been consistent, if you haven't made those connections, those are each individual bricks. And that's, you know, going back to the membership, like, that's what I wanted to teach people, like, slow down, you're going too fast. Let's lay one brick at a time. And that's what the membership is. It's one newsletter every single week. Like, just send this one out. Just mm-hmm. send this one out. Just send this one out.
Yeah.
It's very like, let me just, because email changed my life. I grew up really poor. I was like, and now I'm not. And it's like, I just want you to try it. So let me hold your hand. Let me give you the brick, you lay it, and one day, like, you're going to have a wall. You're going to have that business. It's the same with the podcast, borrowing other people's audiences. Just get on one podcast that's going to lead to the next and the next and the next. And, like, one day you're going to have a thriving, freaking awesome business where you belong and that you love.
And I think that really, that is the most powerful message, is one step at a time, one brick at a time. I also loved how you said, and I think that a lot of people don't do this, but you go into a program and some things just don't apply to you. I always say, take what you need, leave what you don't. But I think the idea of just one brick at a time, taking one action, is really what got me interested in the membership, because I wanted to do email. I knew the stats, I knew the numbers, but I also loved that when I'm connected to internet, I can type up an email and send it out. But I was having this blank screen syndrome. Like I would stare at the screen and be like, I don't know what to write.
Yeah, that's awful.
Right? That sucks.
Never write from scratch. Every good writer knows that you don't start from scratch. You'll never start. The blank page, that blinking cursor is like laughing at you, right? It's terrible.
That's exactly it. That's what I felt. And then I'd walk away and then you're beating yourself up. And so what I really loved about your membership is it's super simple. You get an email every week, a template, and you just tweak it to you and you send it out. But there's also so much more that comes in that membership. Liz, your approach very much is, here's what it is. This is what the membership is. First of all, I'm going to solve your blank screen problem. I'm just going to write everything for you and you're going to send it out. That's what Liz does for us. But there's so much more, and you've actually added an annual membership tier. And this is actually about to open. The doors are about to open up, guys. So you've got to get on this. And you didn't overcomplicate it. It's, I think, what is it, like $108 a month? Like it's just $9 times 12, right?
Yeah. So it's $108 for the year. The membership itself is just $9 a month. And going back to that, like not complicating things, I can't tell you how many times I got into an argument with my business coach, like, Liz, just double the price. It's $18. That's still like so cheap. And I mentioned that because I just didn't, and I still don't want to up the price for a lot of reasons. But one of them is like, I just want to keep it simple. I just want to be able to say like, hey, just try it out. I just want to keep my sales process that simple. Like, I don't want to have to work hard to convince people. I just want people to get in that need it. I actually kind of stole the annual pass membership idea from Costco. So if you're in, especially when you're in the beginning stages, I feel like we all look at the same people for inspiration. Sure. Please go outside of digital marketing. There's so much inspiration. Like there's so many more businesses than online businesses. And so I heard the story about the Costco CEO or whatever. They're actually losing money on hot dogs. And somebody, you know, came in trying to optimize and said, oh, we just need to raise the price of hot dogs. That's going to save us like $3 million a year, whatever. I just made that number up. It's going to save them a lot of money a year. And he said, we will raise the hot dog price like when you kill me, like basically over my dead body. We will never raise that price. That is an incentive to get people in the door. Basically what he's saying is like, we might be losing money here, but like overall long term, that's actually making us money, right? Yes. And so when you buy Costco membership, it's like $60. I know it's under $100. Mm-hmm. And they basically sell everything at cost. Some things they're even losing money on. So it's a very slim profit margin, but almost their entire profit is the membership. It's not $60 to $100, whatever the membership cost is. I don't know. I've never been to Costco. And in like, it was a sudden like ding moment. I was like, I'm selling digital products. After a certain point, it's all profit. Why couldn't I just keep something very simple and create something like that? Thinking like that CEO, like overall, this is going to make me so much money and it's going to help so many people. Like, Costco is an amazing thing for large families, right? And people that need to buy it in bulk. Like that's an amazing business model. Why couldn't I have something similar where I'm helping people who can't afford $2,000 to $5,000 programs, but need to get started with their email marketing right now, need to lay that first brick, right? And so for me, it was like, well, 9 times 12, $108. And then you basically get access the same way you get access to Costco, their entire store. You're going to get access to my entire product suite. So not only do you get a year worth of the membership where I'm sending you templates every single week, you actually get every single one of my digital products for free that I have right now or I will create for the next year. Yes. And it's like, it's my favorite thing. People are like, Liz, I have no idea how you're making money with this. This is crazy. Like you can't upsell them, nothing like that. And I'm like, but now I've suddenly removed the entire churn rate, right?
Yeah.
People aren't canceling after a few months because they never used it. They've committed to, okay, I spent $108. I'm committed to email for a year. And I know if you commit to email for a year, damn it, you're going to make a whole lot more than $108, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And going back to that brick building a wall analogy, you get the templates and you start to build that nurture wall, but you get my other products. So when you've, okay, Liz, I've laid these bricks, I feel good. What's the next step? You get all my other products for free. So it's like, oh, here's how to pre-sell. Here's how to clean up your email list to make it healthy. Here's how to build community. I just did a vote and the next product I create is going to be a sales page template and training. People are going to get that for free. And if you don't need it right now, don't use it. But when you're ready, it's going to be there for you. And just like Costco, you can get in the store, you can grab whatever you want. That's the exact same, you know, premise with email marketing annual pass holder.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, I didn't even know what I was in for. I just knew that Liz sending me an email every week, it shows up in my inbox on Monday, and then I tweak it and I send it out. Now I have my email for the week. It was going to be a huge time saver for me. But I signed up for the membership because I got a lot of Canadians in my audience, Liz, full disclosure. So for me, I was like $108. I pay the conversion rate once, I'm good to go. But when I opened it up, I saw that I was also getting, like, there's foundational trainings in there. You know, just honestly, I love the idea of the email staircase and turning followers into customers. We kind of talked about how you do that. But for those of us who want to figure out how that works for us in our business, you talked about the pre-sell it training. You talked about the flash sales template and the pre-sale template. But also, you have trainings on clicks and replies. And when I started sending out your weekly emails, that's what I was getting. My open rate is pretty good, around like 35, between 35 and 40%, which I'm told is good. But the click-through rates went up. More importantly, I was getting replies. I was getting people like sharing the message on social media, and then I got to have a conversation with them there. And that was really my goal. I want it to be less me just talking at them and more two-way engagement. And when I started using your templates, Liz, it just like gangbusters. It just started.
That makes me so happy. I'm like blushing. You can't see me, but that just brings me so much joy. Cause like, I mean, I mentioned it kind of nonchalantly, but email really did change my life, and harnessing the power of my community to not only just help them, but to help myself too, like it going both ways. It's just been so amazing. And I'm just so glad to hear that, like, it never gets old. And that's why I love email so freaking much, like versus Instagram or anything else out there, is you can, it's such, for lack of a better term, it's such an intimate channel. And why email to me is so simple, it's like, if I can create this list of friends, she mentioned the email staircase, that's my framework that everything that you're going to learn inside email marketing membership is based under. If you can do that, like you almost can't fail. I know that's a crazy claim, but because you know the people on your list, you're no longer going to guess what kind of products to sell or, you know, wonder how do I sell this? You're going to know exactly how to, because you're getting replies, you're getting clicks, you're seeing all these different metrics that you weren't seeing before. And you're going to be able to say like, oh, I know exactly how to sell this because so-and-so has been emailing me for 3 months and I know at least he's going to buy it. Right.
Right.
And chances are for every reply you're getting, there's 10 other people thinking the same thing. They're just not replying. And I mean, everything that I built, like I mentioned, I built out of my RV in a time crunch, but I was selling things to people who didn't want to pay for electricity. Like my ideal audience was a man in his 60s who liked to boondock, which is set up in the desert and not pay any money for months. And so how was I selling digital products to someone who didn't grow up in a digital age? It was because I got to know these people. I got to know what their objections were, what their hesitations were, and I got to address them head on. My very first course, I had 141 people on the wait list. I made 141 sales to men in their 60s who had never purchased any sort of digital course. Right?
Yeah.
That's wild. And I did it by that email staircase. And that's exactly what I teach in email marketing membership. And I love hearing that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm getting replies, because that's the whole name of the game. I'm getting clicks. People are reading, writing. It's a two-way street, baby, and I love it.
That's right. And I absolutely love how you shared that example with us. You also mentioned that you went and polled your community and they were like, this is what we want. So that's what you're creating. I think that getting that two-way engagement going, it just makes market research so much easier and making sure that you're creating something that's actually going to help people and a course that people actually want or a digital training or whatever it is that you're working on. I see the power in it, and I've been loving being a part of your membership because now I'm feeling it. I'm seeing it in action. I'm getting the results that for years people have said, oh yeah, this is the results. Just take this course. Just do this thing. And it really is more Liz comes in and she helps me know what to write. And then I can focus on the replies. I can focus on engaging with people. I can focus on making sure that I'm serving my audience the best way that I can.
Yeah, I just found the biggest gap and why I created the membership and why it started, especially newsletters, just get your newsletter out there. I just found that was the gap in the market, right? I love all my fellow email marketers, but I found a lot of people were focusing on sales because that's where the money is. Everybody wants to get to
Yeah.
sales. But it's like, whoa, baby, we can't run a marathon if, we haven't bought running shoes yet. Let's slow down. Let's take it back. Let's learn how to connect with our audience, know our audience. And the best way to do that is with email newsletters. Like, that's what I want to give you.
Yes. I love that. So for those of you who are listening, this recording was delivered to you in an email. Go back into that email. You will see a button. Maybe I'll make it hot pink, a nice hot pink button underneath that tells you where to go. Just click on it. Where to go to check out Liz's membership. The membership for the annual price for my Canadians in the room, the annual price opens up on Monday. We're having a big sale, right, Liz?
Yeah, it's a flash sale. It's only Monday, July 11th and July 12th. It's $108 USD. I don't know if Samantha can convert that for me. And you get access to the membership for an entire year. So that's going to be, 52 newsletter templates. So you literally never have to write from scratch. Plus, any and all digital products that I already have or will create. I know we've got, pre-sell it templates. We've got how to build community trainings. We've got an open sesame training, how to get people to actually open your emails. There's a Black Friday training in there and templates. I'm already thinking ahead for you. I know I'm going to do a live Black Friday training as well in September. Yes,
Yay.
we need to do it in September, not November. I've
Yeah.
got list building trainings. And the coolest thing for me that I think, if you ever want to run a summit, I have all the emails already written for you before, during, and after, and they're all built out, for selling your all access pass. There's so much in there. Not to overwhelm you, start with the newsletter and then you
Yeah.
can play around with whatever brick you need next. But the point is, I want you to get into the store, quote unquote,
Yeah.
Costco, and just be able to have what you need when you need it. We also have an awesome Facebook group where people come in and share their newsletters, how they're doing things. It's just a lot of fun. And I love to keep it at an affordable rate where no matter where you are in your business, what your finances look like, you can get in and get going.
It's also that accountability. We have fun, we learn, it's that accountability. You ran a double dog dare challenge, which kicked my butt into gear to get my welcome sequence done. Like Liz is really helping you build the bricks in this. So I want you to go back into the email where you got this podcast episode to listen to, click that hot pink button and check out Liz's membership. And definitely mark your calendars Monday, July 11th, Tuesday, July 12th. The sales starts for the annual membership, and the annual membership is going to get you all of her trainings all year, whatever she creates. All included in that price. So definitely do that. That's what I did. I'm ready. I'm already signed up for the Black Friday training. I'm already signed up for the sales page training. I know that Liz is just going to send me an email and whatever it is, I'm going to gobble it up and attend live. So Liz, thank you so much for joining us and having this conversation with me.
Wasn't that an awesome episode? This episode of Online Courses That Sell is brought to you by Liz Wilcox's Email Marketing Membership. The annual pass is on sale now, and if you are listening to this, the sale dates are Monday, July 11th and Tuesday, July 12th, 2022. If you were emailed this episode in real time, go on back into that email, click that hot pink button, and pick up the annual pass of the membership. You will get the email template for you to use in your newsletter every week, as well as all the training she has created and all the training she will create for the next year. Or you can go to sellyouronlinecourses.com/Liz Wilcox to find out more about the membership and sign up. Either get the annual pass that's on sale now, or if you are not listening to this in real time, then go into the $9 a month pass until she puts that annual membership on sale again. I'm Samantha King, and you've been listening to Online Courses That Sell. I can't wait to see you in the next podcast episode. See you later.